Cutbacks are being planned at Naval Hospital Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the changes are part of a Navy-wide effort to save money.
NHP's emergency room and 4-bed intensive care unit are scheduled to close this summer. Hospital Commander Captain Maureen Patton says Navy Medicine has been conducting a resource analysis for the past 2 years, well before this year's sequester and partial shutdown of the federal government.
And this was a global look, not just in Pensacola, but across the entire Navy Medicine enterprise. It's not surprising that where our forces and where our folks and our beneficiaries live today is vastly different than where it was 20, 30 years ago. But in a lot of ways, we haven't changed the location of where our resources were at.
At issue by the Naval Bureau of Medicine and Surgery is just where critical resources should be placed to best serve the beneficiary population.
And in the case of Pensacola, the decision has now been made that having an ICU and having an emergency room is probably not necessary in this location based on our beneficiary population, and also because we have such a great relationship with Baptist West Florida Sacred Heart, and that they have busier facilities that could handle that workload for us.
The ER will be converted into an urgent care center. The main reason for that, says Patton, is the relatively light volume of patients, around 60 per day, that are currently treated there.
And largely a lot of what we do in our current emergency room is still within the scope of an urgent care center. The one major difference will be that, you know, we won't be receiving ambulances from the community anymore. So it's really not a huge change for us.
There are capabilities that the Naval Hospital does not have, such as neuro and cardiothoracic surgery, along with other highly specialized care that's available only at larger Navy medical centers. That's where the area civilian hospitals, as Patton calls them, community partners, can step in.
This just expands a little bit of what I'm going to have to rely on my community partners, Sacred Baptist West Florida, to provide. And I know that they have those capabilities. And so I just see that this is an opportunity for us to continue to expand that collaboration that already exists.
The urgent care center will also have shorter hours than the current emergency room's 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. schedule on weekdays. Those will be announced later. Also being scuttled in 2016 is the hospital's Family Medicine Residency Program, which graduates about 7 Navy doctors a year.
Now, the Navy will still train those 21 family medicine residents every year, but we will be moving those training slots to one of our larger facilities that's busier and has a larger amount of volume. This is just, you know, an effort on the Navy's part to put our residents training at places that have that very high volume.
Captain Maureen Patton is quick to add that the cutbacks at Naval Hospital Pensacola are strictly in-house. They do not affect operations next door at the Veterans Administration Supercenter. It's a totally separate system with a separate funding stream. In fact, she says there's a robust sharing agreement between the two that will continue.
Those aspects of care that we still provide to our own beneficiaries here after the changes, we will continue to provide that same type of care to the veterans as well. We just won't have that intensive care unit capability or that emergency room capability. That's the only change. But we'll still be able to partner with them in other areas, including our inpatient and subspecialty areas that we retain.
However, the planned reductions are not cast in stone. They're part of an overall plan under consideration by the Pentagon. Congress is also looking at it, but the final call will be with the Navy and not with lawmakers. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.